Get tuned into the Dave and Ness Show here on the number one station.
You're tuned in to the Dave and Ness Show only on Active FM.
What's up? Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Here on the Dave and Ness Show. Yeah, you tuned in with your boy DJ Navy in the house today, this morning. Yeah, I hope you guys are good. So we're gonna actually have an interesting, amazing show today. And yeah, I hope you guys will take a lot of notes. Yeah, you better have your notebook with you, you know, with your pen there and everything, making sure that you're ready for the session. Yeah, you know, everything that you need to take down. Yeah, you know, give you the good stuff, delivering it fresh. Yeah, so welcome back. Yeah, I'm actually happy and excited that you guys are tuned in. Actually appreciate how amazing you people are. Yeah, you know, the listeners, yeah, you guys are amazing. Man. You don't even know, you know. Now you know, you're amazing. If you didn't know, you are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. Yeah, which is awesome. Something that you didn't know, right? Probably didn't know. Some of you maybe did know, yeah. But still, I told you. Still take the credit. I'm kidding. Yeah, so I hope you guys are good. I hope you guys are popping, yeah, killing it, yeah, with the swag and everything. Health awesome, because I'm awesome, yeah, killing it. And I'm gonna give you what we're gonna be talking about today, which is interesting. The topic for today, that's why you need to take notes. You need a notebook. So today's topic is, what is peace? That is the topic for today. I know a lot of people are already having conclusions in their heads. Yeah, you thinking right now, this is the definition of peace. I know what it's peace. Yeah, I know what peace is and all the stuff. You already concluded in your head. So hold up. Take your seats. Yeah, relax. Take a seat. We're going to go through that journey of peace. And you're going to tell us what peace is. Don't forget to comment. Yeah, comment below. Yeah. As above, so below, yeah, bringing heaven to earth. Woo! So, you're gonna understand what I mean by that. But stay tuned in, we're gonna go for a short break and then come back for the news. And you guys know, we're talking about what is peace. And yeah, speaking about peace, when we come back for the news, you're gonna actually see a lot of interesting stuff and why we need peace and how people don't actually know what peace is. So, keep that in mind. What is peace? I know you actually concluded for yourself. He gave you the definition of peace. I know you gave you the definition of peace. I just had to remind you and say it again so it stays inside your head. But you're going to get the real definition of peace, yo. So we're going to go for a short break, come back, give you the news with the interesting topics, and then get into the topic after the music session. So, right now, let's not go into the future. I know I'm always in the future, I'm always ahead. But let's take it easy and slow and actually give you something that is so awesome. Just a short spiced up drop, yeah, which is awesome for you. And then we'll come back for the news. So, stay tuned in. Keep up the good, amazing heart that you have. Which ones to listen to the show. So we're going to be talking about what is peace, and don't go anywhere.
Hey, this is Pastor Pearson Pretorius, and Christ music is hot music. This is Active FM. Glory, glory, glory. Yeah.
Welcome back. Yeah, I told you it was very short. I had to repeat welcome back a lot of times so that it stays in your head and you're like, he's back. Yeah, but that was a very short break. Yeah. You know why? So that you can get time to take your notes. Yeah, that short break was for you to actually take your notebook out and actually start taking notes. So, we're gonna get into the session of the news. As you know how we do it and keep it real. And we give you the good stuff. So, first up on the news, it's just highlights on the amazing World Cup. Yo, it was interesting. It was actually interesting. And On the 2nd of July, there were amazing matches that took place, you know, between Belgium and Japan, and also Brazil versus Mexico. Woo! Those two matches were on fire, man. They were like, ooh, they were something else, eh? They were actually something else. But on the 2nd of June, some miracle happened with Belgium versus Japan. Yo, that match was on fire. It was on fire. So the score itself was 3-2. 3 towards Belgium and 2 towards Japan. So that was the score. But the way the goals came in, I was like blown away. And that match, I actually sat down and I watched it. I watched Belgium getting beaten in the first half 2-0. And I was like, there is no hope for these people. Yo, hey. And then second half comes. Yo, some other miracle happened. But the one that was the most interesting one was their final goal, the third goal. Yo, that counter attack was so beautiful. And yeah, it got them to the quarterfinals. So yeah, Belgium versus Japan, 3-2. An awesome game, which you should watch if you didn't watch. Just go watch the full match. I recommend you not to get the highlights, get the full match. And then the second one is Brazil versus Mexico. Woo! Ah, these matches are too much, man. They are too much. And Brazil versus Mexico was 2-0. 2-0. Yeah, Brazil had 2. Mexico couldn't even conceive any goal. So that was bad. But yo, that match was actually awesome. It was interesting. And yeah, you guys go watch the highlights if you don't want to watch the full match. But I recommend you to watch the full match because it's worth it. It's worth your time. And yeah, that's what you should do. Next up on the headlines, yo, you know, this actually caught my attention when I was actually doing research on it and actually finding out, and I was like, what the heck is going on? There's like a pattern going on here. So first thing is, there was a missing soccer team. So this is based in Thailand. That's where it is. Took place. All of these 3 events, 4, 5, yeah, there's even more. Yeah, but I'm gonna mention just a couple of them. But those ones that I'm gonna mention, they all took place in Thailand. And it's actually like a pattern, eh? It's a pattern. You know, I normally watch movies and they have such things. And then I'm like looking at the news and I'm like thinking, what? Stuff that you see in movies, they're actually happening, eh? They're happening. So first up is the Thailand schoolboys. They were found in a cave. Imagine. So they went missing and then they were found in a cave. So there were schoolboys, Thai schoolboys found in a cave. But now, after finding them, that's where the rescue mission now started, because it wasn't over. They had to now get them out of the cave. Now, this is actually interesting because these other ones are also in Thailand. Now, in Thailand, a soccer team went missing. A whole soccer team, imagine, eh? A whole full soccer team went missing. Not squatter team, I almost said squatter. So, in Thailand, a whole full soccer team went missing. And guess where they found them? In a cave. They found them in a cave. So that is the awesome thing. They actually found them, but now they found them in a cave. And then the third one, a missing team coach, soccer team coach, was found alive in a cave. So I'm like thinking, no, man, there's something connected here. What's going on, man? Soccer team coach gone missing, found in a cave. The whole soccer team gone missing, found in a cave. And then schoolboys go missing, found in a cave. What is going on here? So yeah, there is Thailand. There's like interesting stuff going on that side. They actually, yeah, they make me wonder what the heck is going on all over the world. Yeah, there's like funny stuff happening. So that was Thailand. Next up on the headlines, yo, this one I was like, yo, this guy is too much. So in France, a French gangster escaped prison using a helicopter. Joe, what? Helicopter come in the prison, take him, whoop, gone. Yeah, Steve, this guy is on some other level, eh? And then the witnesses say that there were heavily armed men that landed a helicopter. And guess what? The helicopter was hijacked. Ha! Guess what? They landed a hijacked helicopter into the courtyard of the prison. And then guess what? they freed a 60, not 60, but yeah, 46. I'm thinking 64. But what they did is they took the helicopter, they landed it in the courtyard of the prison, and then they freed 46-year-old Redroin Fade. Yeah. So if you say it like how the French people say it, it's Redroin Fade. Yes, Fade. Redroin Fade. So they actually released him from that prison. It was a rescue mission. So I don't know which connections this guy had that actually got him out of that prison. But yeah, they did it and they succeeded. They got him out of there with a helicopter, which was a break-in into the prison. Like, yo, I would never think of doing such. And the funny thing is, this is not the first time he actually broke out of prison. The other time that he broke out of prison, he put dynamite in tissues and then he blew up the prison cell. I'm like thinking, flip, man. This guy's got some other experience when it comes to breaking out of prison. So, yeah, Fahid, Redroin Fahid is on some other level. This time they rescued him out of prison with a helicopter that was hijacked, and they found the helicopter, yeah, you know, somewhere far from the prison, but they found it, and the guy is missing, gone. And they also found another car that was hijacked, left there, gone, no one inside. So this guy is on some other level, and they even did the movie Scarface from him, like it was inspired by him. So it's actually interesting. Not interesting. Yeah, whatever I was going to say there. But you know how we do it. We put it in the Dave & Nash dictionary. So that was Redroin Fahid. Yeah, escaping from prison. And then last on the news headlines is LeBron James. Ah, this guy is on some other levels, eh? So LeBron James at the moment is going to LA Lakers. And he signed a four-year, $154 million deal. Yeah, still, that's some other amount of cash. So he's expensive, this guy. So $154 million deal right there. He signed it so that he can go to the Lakers, LA Lakers. So he's going to be there for 4 years, killing it, taking the Lakers to the whole new level that they've never been to. Yeah, a whole new level. And we actually wish him all the best. But that was it for the news update, and I hope you guys are ready for the topic. So don't go anywhere, stay tuned in, and there's a short break for you.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business, from mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade at 011-493-9755. RapidTrade, ahead of the game.
Welcome back. Yeah, I told you it was short. I told you we were going to keep it simple. Yeah, it was an amazing, awesome short ad. Now, that one was for you guys to actually now, you know, take your notebook and your pen and actually make sure your pen is working, and then write the topic down and instructions of what is going to be happening. And also, I hope you guys actually took note of what is happening around you all over the world. Yeah, because we gotta know, you know, some people wanna go to Thailand but they don't understand what is happening around there. Yes, they know it's an awesome place to be in, you know, it's actually amazing for holiday, but what happens if you go there for a holiday and then guess what, you are gone missing, and then we find you in a cave? Will you say, I did not know? No, you knew. Mr. Nash told you. Yeah, DJ Nave told you here on the Dave & Nash Show. So next time when you want to go to Thailand, yeah, you better make sure that you know what is happening. Yeah, so yeah, that was the news update in the previous session. And this session, I'm just going to give you something that is awesome. You know, the music, yeah, the Christ music. But before I give it to you, I just want to tell you guys, you know, what I want to say is Christ music is the best music that you can ever find. You know why? Because of the message, like I'll always say. The message inspires you to do amazing stuff, you know. The message inspires you to come out of there like Christ. You actually look like Christ. And you know that I'm going to go tell someone about Jesus. Unlike the other songs, you get depressed. Why? Because it's some secular artist that is giving you this music based on their life, and their life is all about depression. Yeah, it's reflecting depression and depression and another level of depression. So you come out of there depressed. That's not what we want. Listen to Christ music because it's hot music here on Active FM, and don't go anywhere. Enjoy the music.
Lord, my God. In a world where it's cool though, hating, not cool bro, trying to give an opinion like you know. Say we stand our ground, Satan trying to kill us but we don't back down. We putting up a fight, reaping what we sow. In the name of Christ, Satan's gotta go. Kick him out the door to the dirty road. Drag a lion to the street and put a bullet through his nose. So, tell me where do we start show? Cleaning out my closet where the skeletons all grow. Trying to pull me in as I walk through the hall. Yo, if I catch you alive, buddy, I aim for the heart. Whoa. We don't take vengeance in our own hands. We leave that work for the Lord. Tell me, how you gonna kill a dead man? Those are the ones we pray for, homie. How it go? Settle for the worldly, they're talking for the crows. How it go? Created in his image, I just thought I'd let you know. How it go? Settle for the worldly, they're talking for the crows, huh? How it go? Created in his image, I just thought I'd let you know. How it go? Bigger than the music. He gave me the jewels, hope I never misuse it. I am the one that called you to get to it. On their iPods, praising God while they cruising. Said when I get up on stage, they lose it. God, I know my words got influence. When I get up on the mic or I'm writing in the studio, I'm worried about the people getting martyred by the nuisance. Keys in a new whip, care about a TV and a new crib. Don't trip, dog me, I'ma do him. Make a lot of enemies, I don't do friends. You the one losing. We don't take vengeance in our own hands. We leave that work for the Lord. Tell me, how you gonna kill a dead man? Those are the ones we pray for, homie. How it go? Settle for the worldly, they're talking for the crows. How it go? Created in his image, I just thought I'd let you know. How it go? Settle for the worldly, they're talking for the crows, huh? How it go? Created in his image, I just thought I'd let you know. Real to me, retaliation is a must, but it's on our knees. If we want our country to get where it needs to be, pray God'll change the heart of our enemies. Don't believe me, to do it, brother, and you gon' be better off. No Drake, but you gon' see. So to speak with your two lips, keep focused, telling people what the truth is, ignoring your two sins. You got haters, it's cause you're doing something courageous. The persecution is proof that we're serving the maker. Ignore the consequences, forget all the naysayers. It takes a man and a woman to stand for the sake.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, bye.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back. I actually hope you guys enjoyed the music because it was hot, it was amazing, it was sizzling. That's on another level. I know, hey, I actually feel the music. You know, whenever they play it, I'm like, ooh, did you hear that? Oh, another number, man. Oh, so I hope you guys enjoyed the music. And I hope you guys have your notebooks ready because you're going to be killing it with your amazing topic, which is, what is piss? Piss. Yeah, so I hope you guys are ready for this one. If you are not expecting it, because yeah, you are not, in fact, you are supposed to be in a position where you are not expecting it, because I didn't tell you guys last week that I'm gonna do this topic. So if you tell me you are expecting it, I'll tell you that you are lying. So we're gonna have an interesting topic and session today. So out of curiosity, we're gonna leave that one in the David Nash dictionary. I can't even say what I wanted to say. So out of curiosity, because we're talking about peace, I wanted to find out, what is freedom? Because peace is actually connecting to freedom, you know, they're actually connected together. In order for you to have peace, you need to have freedom, you know, in order for you to be free, you need to have peace. Because, you know, some people are free, but because they have no peace, they actually feel the effects of the, you know, like the peace and freedom that they're looking for. They feel the effects, right? Because they do not have peace. Now, I went to actually search what is the definition of freedom. And the definition that I got for freedom, you know, not freedom, but peace. When I searched the definition of peace, it was connected to freedom. And then the definition of peace was freedom from disturbance. Yeah, heard that? Freedom from disturbance. And then going on further, it says, or tranquility. So peace is freedom from disturbance or tranquility. Yeah. And then the next definition was, peace is a state or period in which there is no war or a war has ended. Hear that? Peace is a state or period in which there is no war or a war has ended. So that is what peace is defined as. Now, the reason why I chose peace is because if you look at it, like the news itself, when you look at the news, you actually find out that there's no peace all over us. You know, there's no peace around us. People say peace, 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 but they actually got the wrong concept of peace. I mean, you got people that are getting stolen into caves. Right there, that is a sign of no peace. People don't have peace. There's no chill, yeah? There's no peace. There's no freedom. It's just war and war and war. Because where you find war, you find things like that. People are going missing. And then where do you find them? In caves. Why? Because there was war. And then, yeah, someone hijacked them or did something that they were not supposed to do. And then we have these guys that are where they are not supposed to be. So people got a distorted image of peace. And they actually don't understand what peace is, which is a problem. Because we cannot have peace in our societies and our countries and our environment. Why? Because people don't know what peace is. So what is peace? That is the question. And how should we stay, you know, in that state of having peace, you know, like great peace? I actually went into the word itself, the word of God, because this is what all of the shows here on the Active FM, you know, station is all about. It's all about exposing you to the word and getting you to be connected with God. I mean, you got shows like Food for Thought, Quiet Time, all of this. Why? So that we can actually guide you and help you get to Christ, you know, which is what Christ actually says that we must do. So I went to find out, okay, are there any scriptures that speak about peace in the Word of God? And then I found Colossians chapter 3 verse 15, which was actually interesting. I was like, yo, this is a really, really awesome and perfect example of peace from the Bible itself. And then this is what it says. So Colossians chapter 3 verse 15, it says, brethren, I speak in the manner of men, though it is only a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls or adds to it. Now, basically, when I read this, I was like, okay, this is actually a good example, because when I read it from a different version, and it was actually speaking about how we should actually treat each other, you know, we should actually treat each other with peace, you know, and we should actually speak to each other from a manner of, I come to you and I'm speaking to you in a way where I don't want to fight with you, you know, I don't want to cause conflict and all those stuff. Now, that's what the word was saying. The word was saying that we should treat each other with peace, you know, we shouldn't treat each other. Yes, we know our human nature wants to cause chaos and all those stuff. That guy looks at you funny and then guess what? You want to punch them. That is your first reaction. You want to get rid of them. You're like, what? How can you look at me like that? Let me show you what I'm made of. Do you know who I am? Now, that is our first reaction, you know, when it comes to our normal natural human nature. And this word itself, you know, the verse itself. Now, if you're taking notes, I want you to actually take that verse down and read it for yourself. Colossians chapter 3 verse 15. It's gonna touch you. You can read it from all the different versions, you know, so that it makes sense to you. Now, the next verse that I actually ran across was Galatians. Now, it was actually interesting because I was like, what? I just thought Colossians nailed it. But yeah, you go to Galatians. Galatians also has its own standard, its own version. And then you're like, whoa, yeah, it's fire here. It's fire inside here. Now, when I got to Galatians, I saw Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And it was actually interesting again. It clapped me, it actually touched me, because that is how we're supposed to be seen. That's how we're supposed to treat each other. Because when we don't treat each other like how the word says we should treat each other, then guess what? There's chaos. Now, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Are you ready? You ready? Ready? Okay, I thought so. Now, this is what it says. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Boom! Right there. I'm like, whoa! You got peace, you gotta express those types of characteristics. I mean, when people look at you, they should see gentleness. When people look at you, they should see peace. You know why? Because you are kind. They know there's kindness in you. When they see you, they know that you're going to suffer for a long time. Why? To make them be in an atmosphere of peace. When there's no peace, you're going to go through whatever it takes just to keep that peace, you know. Make sure that there's that peace within their life, you know. That's the type of situations that you're supposed to be in. Now, when you look at peace, your peace is described by the word of God in a different way. Hey, I mean, it's described, if someone claps you, you give them the other cheek. That is peace right there. It's described like that. But it's actually interesting, because when you look at the word has its own definition of peace. But when you look at the world has its own distorted image of peace. Now, we all in the world, and we all know how the world deals with stuff, situation, and we all know the version of peace that the world exposes us to. Now, knowing the world and getting exposed to the Bible and what the word says, which one would you rather choose? Because I'm in a situation where I would be like, I'd rather go with the direction of the Bible. You know why? Because I see peace there. Peace is actually better there. I know the world has its own version of peace, but I'd rather go with the version which is found in the Bible. Now, woo, this was actually interesting. I got the third verse, which was Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Now, it went on to explain how we should actually get peace, how we should get peace, you know, all over us, you know, in our communities, wherever it is, families. And Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 says, pursue peace with all people. All people, so everyone you pursue peace with. And then goes on further to say, and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Now look at that. When you pursue peace with everyone and you expose them to holiness, guess what? They will see the Lord. They'll see the Lord's face shining on you. They'll know, yeah, you are Christ. Like character, you look like Jesus. And they'll know that you are his son, you are his children, you are his disciple. That's the type of life that we're supposed to be living. And that is how we're supposed to be living. So what is peace? I mean, is peace the peace that the world says peace is? Coming together, one nation and all those stuff. Or is the standard of the Bible the one that stands with peace? I mean, we gotta be pursuing peace. And we gotta make sure that the peace that we're actually going after is the right peace, not the wrong peace, not the distorted image of peace. Not that one. So, still sticking to the topic, what is peace? We're going to come back from the break, and then guess what we're going to do? We're going to touch on forgiveness. Yeah, I know. Going to touch on forgiveness, you know. Going to touch forgiveness, because peace is connected to forgiveness, and forgiveness is connected to freedom. I mean, you got to look at all those areas. So, don't go anywhere. Enjoy the awesome music. And there's something special that we have after the music. And then we're going to come back for the session and give you the amazing stuff, the amazing deal, the real deal. The one that is going to get your ears pumped up and your heart jingling. Jingle, 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 boop, 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 as it's beating. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Coming back for the last session, which is going to touch on forgiveness. I know. Forgiveness. Yeah. Forgiveness. Yeah. You gotta know I'm doing that so that it can get into your head. for forgiveness. Yeah. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned in. We're coming back after this.
There was justice against us.
Your tambourines out. Every knee, I surrender. You are now.
Hey, get ablaze by Active Worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Welcome back, yeah, welcome back. I told you we're gonna come back after the amazing, amazing music. And you probably didn't think I was being serious. You're like, oh, Mr. Nash, maybe you're joking. You're joking like that. Now, I wasn't joking. I told you we're gonna come back after the break and we're gonna speak about what I promised that we're gonna speak about, which is forgiveness. Forgiveness is touched and it's based and it's linked. And it's everything that you can find under the sun with peace. They go together. You gotta forgive someone to be free and to be at peace. Yeah, I hope you got that. I hope it went into your system. So, forgiveness. One of the most interesting topics that people, you know, they struggle with. Because there's people that did stuff to them. And guess what? They don't want to forgive because they believe that this person wronged me. Not run, because you're like thinking, what, Nash? Okay, what are you talking about? One now? I was one going with forgiveness. It actually is connected, but we're not going to talk about one. We're going to talk about wronged. So W-R-O-N-G. I know if I said it wrong, you people are going to be like, yo, spelling is coming out, spelling errors, yay. Ha, Mr. Nash, what are you saying? I'm kidding. You're probably going to be like, we understand what you meant. Yeah, it's cool. We a fam. We part of the family. It's not like we've never done that. So, yeah, I'm speaking about wronged. You know, people have a problem with forgiveness because they believe there's people that wronged them and it was wrong. And because it was wrong, they need to have justice. And some of them want justice on their own terms. So, forgiveness. I went into the word again. Gotta be connected to the word because you actually get wisdom and you get things and instructions that help you. So went into the word and I ended up in the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 13, which was interesting. It actually touched on forgiveness. Colossians 3:13, and it says, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Boom! Right there. I know. I was like, yo, yay, Lord. You're too much. Yay. The stuff that you expect us to do, they are too much. I hope you took notes of the verses. So right there, the Lord gave us a standard. Told us, yeah, I know you don't want to forgive. I understand that. I am fully aware of that. But now, as I have forgave you, forgive those who wrong you as well. Forgive those who are against you. I mean, I know you want to go get justice and all those stuff. No. Hold up. You have complaints against them. It's cool. But I could have also took the stuff that you did and held it against you. Then what? So, he didn't do that. He forgave you. Meaning you must also do the same thing, because people look at you and they see the character of Christ. They see you as a child of God. And guess what? They're expecting you to live on the standard of the word. So, like Colossians just identified to us, we should also live up to those standards. Now, that was actually interesting when I got exposed to it. I was like, yo, this is awesome stuff, eh? This is actually awesome stuff. You gotta forgive to have peace. And in order for you to have peace and be free, forgiveness has to come into place, because we all struggle with that. A lot of people are not free because of unforgiveness. They're always holding on to things in their heart and it's hurting them. Imagine two people who are married and one has unforgiveness. What are they gonna do? They're gonna not forgive that person and it's gonna affect them. So don't be in that position. Now, I actually ran across another book, which is the book of Luke. And don't worry, there's a third one coming, and that's the one that we're gonna close with. But the book of Luke also touched me. I was like, Lord, Lord, you keep on doing this, man. Keep on doing this. I wasn't expecting it, but yo, you delivered it. You delivered it as it is, the real stuff. Now, it's also dealing with forgiveness. Luke is actually interesting, eh? It also touches forgiveness. And when I was doing my research, you know, I ran across Luke chapter 17, and it touched me as well. That is why I selected it as one of the verses, you know, which are examples of forgiveness, you know. So, Luke chapter 17, verse 3 to 4, as it touched me. So, this is what it says. Luke chapter 17, right? Verse 3 to 4, starting. It says, take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. I was like, yo, Lord. Hey. Okay, he wrongs me. I must rebuke him. And then if he says sorry, then I forgive him. Some of us want to beat that person up. And then verse 4 goes on to say, and if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 70 times in a day returns you to you, So I'm gonna read that again. And if he say he sins against you, so are you listening? Listen to this. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive them. Ah! Like what? Okay. I understand. I'm supposed to represent you, and yeah, I'm like on that stage where I need to be like Christ, you know. I understand that, but Lord, come on, like this, yeah, right there. What you requiring? Yo, do you know how hard it is? That was me, you know, in my head. I'm like thinking that. Now, ha, the Lord, he actually places the standard right there for us. It's like, hold up. Okay, I understand you, like, yeah, you got an issue with this and that. But now, I don't expect you to fight back physical battles, you know. Why? Because I got you covered. I mean, I sent my son to go and die for you on the cross. And in return, I was expecting you to actually focus on me and forgive those who come against you. You know why? Because I got you covered. Whatever they do against you, I'll sort out. So you don't need to worry and stress and fight your own battle. Got your battle, you fight mine. Now, right there, it was interesting. And if you look at the world in our time, the world does not understand the love of God. The world does not understand why Jesus got crucified. And as a result of that, guess what they do? They hijack people. They go sell them as slaves. They do all of this interesting stuff that we wouldn't want to do to our own family members. They go and do it. And yeah, never mind the ones that are actually crazy, you know, they're in their own world, crazy on another level, and they do crazy stuff to their own family members. But what I'm saying is, they don't understand the love of God. And as a result of them not understanding the love of God, it affects their surroundings. Everything that they do, it affects them. Which is not a situation that we are supposed to be in. You know, I know I was like, yeah, on another level, say the another phrase there that was like, what? Hey, what did you say, man? What did you just come from saying right there? But what I'm saying is, we don't understand the standard which the word itself describes peace by. Because if we have to understand that standard, you won't have situations where people are going missing, finding them in caves, people are killing each other, people are shooting each other, stabbing each other, stealing from each other, you know, because those are the characteristics of the devil. And you know, something that I know is people don't like being called the devil, né? But it's funny how they display the characteristics of the devil. So you might be as well called the devil. Why? Because you look like him. Because when you look like Christ, people identify you as a child of God, Christ himself, you know. Yeah, so last closing verse concerning peace and forgiveness is Ephesians chapter 4. And I got exposed to it again, and it touched me. I know, like, these things are so awesome. And then verse 31 to 32, and it says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you, which with all malice. And then verse 32 says, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Boom! Right there. Ha! This is as good as closing the show right there. It closed the show for me, you know. It's like awesome. But I'll read it again for you. Just for you guys, you know. Just for you guys to get it. Now, this is what it says. So, don't forget, it's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 to 32. It says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Right there. If you can do that, every single person in the world does that. I'm telling you, that's peace for days. Peace for days. You got peace. You won't get people busy stealing from each other. You forgave the guy. Why must you steal from you? You wouldn't want to steal from yourself. So why are you doing it to the next person who's next to you? I mean, the word of God says, forgive and treat each other with tenderness. Kind. Words that come out of your mouth are words to edify each other. help each other, build each other up. I mean, everyone wanna be around a person who builds them. You know, when you got stuff in the dark there, and yeah, you got your secrets, and then when you're around this guy just exposes everything, and you hate the fact that this person exposes everything, but you love the fact that they expose it. You know why? Because you don't have any guilt. You don't feel guilty because it's been exposed. You got nothing to hide. Now, everybody wanna be around that person, and that person actually builds you up. Now, that's the secret to peace, and that is what peace is. Peace is actually being at peace within yourself, and you're actually treating those other people with the same standard which the Bible says you must treat them by. So, my final summary and judgment, my final conclusion. This is my conclusion. You want peace in the world? Do what the Bible says. So, what is peace? Peace is the word of God. God is the peace that you need. You receive Him. You got every single piece that you can ever want under the sun. You won't have any reasons to fight. So, I hope you guys took notes. I hope you guys had your notebooks out. You actually were taking notes like no one's business. And I hope you guys actually have something that you can actually go out there and apply. Yeah, which is what I want you guys to do. Every single time you listen to the Dave Nash Show, you can always take something and go out and apply it. So if you don't have Christ and you want peace, repent against all your sins. Turn away from your ways that you are doing right now, the way you are walking, everything, and focus on God. So seek a lifestyle of Christianity and doing what the Bible says. You will experience peace and you'll be shocked. There's people that are going to love you. Even though there's some people that are going to hate you because you look like Christ and you expose them, but still love you. Yeah. So don't go anyway. I'm going to see you next week, Friday. Yeah. You better make sure that you drink, eat, sleep, think the Dave Nash Show, and peace. Yeah. So I'm going to see you people. Hope you guys have an awesome, amazing day. Yeah. After this session, which was awesome and amazing, I actually loved it. I didn't want to go anywhere, but I had to go because time ran out. So I'll see you guys next week, and you have another awesome topic. So don't forget the topic itself for today. What is peace? Tell someone that peace is found in the word of God. Toodles.
Active FM. Christ's music is heart music.
the truth.
Let me know. Turn it up and you can ride with it. Turn it up and feel alive with it. Rap game with the top in it. Black man looking fly with it. You just wanna get the money right. You just wanna get the money right. I just wanna live a good life. I ain't quitting till I see the bright light. Like,
he the greatest, he the goat. He the greatest, he the goat.
You won't ever see me boast. Levitated, graduated with the flow. Everybody else wanna show they belts. Wanna show they cars. I ain't trying to kill. I prefer to heal. I don't need a deal. Take away my heart and throw it down the hill.
Okay? He the greatest, he the goat. He the greatest, he the goat. He the greatest, he the goat. I got fans like the pole. I got fans like the pole.
Let's call that
little
baby.
I've been the victim of wicked lies in the system. Some backward ties that were mixed with some evil guys. With no wisdom, I'm twisted, whipped with emotions. Unlisted, vivid to the motions. Inflicted, gifted with a potion. I'm wishing this did in a notion. I'm living, loving, living. I can't do this on my own. See these tears in my eyes. I need you and you alone. Lord, rid me of my pride. This evil lid is grown. Lord, clean me from inside. My heart is turned to stone, but you were crucified.
So take this evil and kill it. I don't want it, I don't feel it. I got problems on my shoulder that I'm way too young to deal with. Take my cup, Lord, and refill it. Take this demon and conceal it. Seek the truth and then reveal it. Man, the answer to all your problems, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I got the faith of a pope, mixed with a little bit of hope. These words you walk in court, I live what I promote. This lifestyle ain't no show. I still got room to grow, but I'm grounded, founded, confounded in Jesus from head to toe.
I'm at my lowest, Lord, I'm down on my knees. Ain't got much, but I give you everything that I be. I'm at my lowest, Lord, I'm down on my knees. Take my life, Lord, do as you please.
I am not a pastor. I am a Christian entertainer. And I feel the greatest thing in my life is to witness for Christ wherever I have the opportunity to do so.